Our final oral argument is A24-1809, Orono Oaks Volunteer Road Association versus Orono Oaks Association. Since respondent did not file a brief, the appellant will only have 15 minutes for their oral argument. Counsel for the appellant, when you're ready, just adjust the microphone to your level and tell us who you are in a loud, clear voice, please.
Thank you, Your Honor. Dave Madgett, on behalf of Orono Oaks Volunteer Road Association. This case is, I want to lay out what Orono Oaks Volunteer Road Association is. Orono Oaks Volunteer Road
Association. Say that one thing they're not is a majority of Orono Oaks Association?
That's, I think that is accurate, although it seems to constantly be in flux. I think as of today, I think it is, but in terms of...
Would it be fair to say that the bylaws of Orono Oaks Association require unanimity to pass assessments?
Correct. That is correct. And I think I may have...
Getting to the bottom line, since you don't represent all of them, how on earth do you win?
Yes, absolutely. So the association... first of all, what is Orono Oaks Volunteer Road Association? The Volunteer Road Association is comprised of homeowners who wish to have the Orono Oaks Association fulfill its requirements under the declarations to the to the adjacent properties. So Orono Oaks Road Association needs to maintain a road, have a safe road to pass, and this road is necessary to access all these homes, which are adjacent to the road. And so what has occurred over time, and I think what's reflected in the record, is that road has continued to deteriorate to the point where it is unsafe, as evidenced by the affidavits, which are in the record. So Orono Oaks, so the allegation here is that Orono Oaks Road Association has failed in its duties, that the road is no longer safe or passable, and as a result, there is a contingent of homeowners which wishes to take action against the association and make it fulfill its duties, which are memorialized in the declarations to the property, which all of these people agreed to when they bought the homes. And so the Volunteer Road Association was set up with a singular purpose. The singular purpose was to create a collective body to go ahead and litigate this case, make sure that we can hold the Road Association to its obligations and its responsibilities under the declarations. In so doing, we bring a case in the district court, and it is ultimately dismissed for lack of standing under the Hunt analysis. I would posit to the court here that first of all, let me step through the requirements. As mentioned, the Volunteer Association is comprised of owners. Be it a majority or a non-majority, I don't think that's even part of the analysis to the Hunt requirements. Specifically, if the Volunteer Association was comprised of a singular member who had standing, they would still have standing under the Hunt analysis. And I don't think the court disputed that portion of the analysis. So prong one is that
Let's just move on to prong three, because I think that's the one that's at
okay.
issue here. Yeah. So why was the district court wrong in its determination that, in fact, the claim asserted or the relief requested really requires the participation of individual members?
Yes, Justice Wheelock. You hit the point. It's really prong three. That's where we're at. And the district court is incorrect in requiring the joinder of all the parties, mainly because the first of all, I would ask what side of the V would would the individual members go on? It doesn't even make sense because they don't. No individual has any individual responsibility to do anything with regard to the road. And in fact, if they were to vote no, as is their right to vote, and then they were sued as a result of their no vote, I don't think there would be any standing to sue an individual.
Could we read the district court's order not to say that you have to join everybody, but to say joinder is required, it's not possible here, therefore there is no associational standing?
I'm sorry, one more time?
Well, instead of reading it as the district court is directing you to join the other people who are homeowners in the area, couldn't we interpret it to say, because you cannot join everybody, essentially because that's not practical, or because it would be required, you have not established associational standing. I mean, isn't this just go to the association standing?
I'm struggling with the question.
So the fact that you would have to join these individuals shows that the individual member's participation is required, and therefore you don't are unable to show that third requirement under
Hunt analysis.
Thank you, the Hunt case, which I have right here. So.
Okay. I think the point that I'm trying to make is it would not make sense to join any of those individuals because joinder makes sense under two circumstances. So one, some individual right is challenged, right? But there isn't any individual right here being challenged. There is no individual has a right or a requirement or a responsibility to individually go out there and maintain the road.
But if they weren't joined, in effect, when the bylaws require unanimity to incur or order a special assessment, then you would, in effect, be, and I'm sure what you want the court to do is say everybody's got to pay to fix the roads, but then a party who has a right to object is not part of this lawsuit, and therefore they would not be allowed to assert their rights, saying, you know what, the roads stink, but tough. I'll get a stronger car. I don't want to pay the assessment, and now my rights are being denied. So how do you get around that? I would be furious. I mean, you know, well, how do you get around that argument?
Yes, absolutely. So that is a great question. And here's the distinction here. The distinction is any individual has the right to vote no on any individual issue. However, the collective of the road association has certain bare minimum requirements that must be met, and that is to maintain a safe and passable road. And here, for whatever reason, and this isn't saying, this case isn't brought to say you have to vote this way or anything like that. This case is just simply saying, and this is why I would argue all of this is premature, this case is simply saying there is a bare set of requirements that there are responsibilities of this road association that have to be met pursuant to the declarations that everybody agreed and signed at the point that they purchased a property, and those minimum expectations are not being met. So I don't know what the eventual mechanism for it is, but certainly at this point, any individual homeowner has a right to bring a case and say, hey, I signed this agreement. This agreement said that this road would be maintained and would meet some minimum standard. That minimum standard has not been met, and as such, I'm damaged as an individual homeowner. And because any individual would have that right at this point, a group of a few individuals would certainly have that right under the Hunt analysis.
But, okay, fair enough. But you would have to serve process on all the members of the association in order to have a binding order saying, if you prove your case that the roads are not being kept up in violation of the declaration. Okay, now did you do that? Has everybody in the lawsuit?
No.
Okay, again, how is that, how do you win then?
Well, one, the Volunteer Road Association, and let's say I am an owner. I am an owner in this. I go and I serve my neighbor with a suit and I say, hey, you know, you're part of this association and therefore I'm suing you because this association is not doing its thing. And that individual says, well, I'm moving to dismiss. I don't have any individual responsibility to maintain this road. And that is fair, that is accurate, and I think they would have an absolute right to be dismissed from that case. They have no individual responsibility, and it goes to your earlier point. So I voted no, and you're going to now sue me personally because I voted no? It opens up a whole, being able to now sue an individual for voting no, that undoes the very essence of having a collective group, an association itself. And so,
do the bylaws provide for an amendment process?
They do, and they require unanimity.
Going to the documents that we do have here, it does seem that, in fact, there is an option for the owners to obtain relief, which is to use the provisions in the declaration. Why is that not the appropriate avenue here?
Well, that is the appropriate avenue. And so that's exactly what these individual owners who have created the Volunteer Association, they're suing under the declaration saying, hey, I have this right to a passable roadway, and you haven't provided this to me. And so they are utilizing the declarations in that regard. Now, I'm not to put words in your mouth, but the court, I did believe, also touch on the idea that maybe exhaustion is an issue. However, there is nothing in... there's nothing in the record to show that the city of Orono has a process for assisting in this type of thing, and I'll submit to the court, you know, proving this negative is nearly impossible. They don't have a process. This has been totally vetted through. There's no administrative process to go through to correct this issue. The heart, I think what all this goes back to is this idea that, well, you know, some individual's homeowner's right might be affected as a result of this case. And while that may be the case in the future, that is certainly not the case today. There is all of that is speculation on how that may occur in the future. We may very well get a court order that says, you look, Orono Oaks Association is required to maintain the road. You are in default. Then, and after that point, you know, the enforcement may look... we don't know what happens after that. You know, everybody might say, all right, well, hey, there's a court order. We got to do this. And as a result, we're going to go ahead and do it. But to speculate and to say, well, in the future, you might get this levy or you might get this assessment or these other things, we don't know that any of that will ever occur. And in fact, although it's not in the record, the association actually has all the money in the bank. So there's not even a requirement for a levy. It's just that the association itself is not fulfilling that duty because they can't actually just get themselves to do it. Now, with the appointment of a receiver and managing that company in the proper form, I'll just continue to kind of go back to the idea that there's nothing in the record to show at this point that any individual right will be affected. We are dealing with collective rights. No individual is being challenged on this. Any individual still has their rights as an association member to do whatever they want to do as an association member. Anybody who is later affected by this could still sue the association and say, you know, I don't think we should fix the road. Whatever that future litigation looks like, that is all in the future. It is totally speculative. We don't know. We don't have any idea what it will look like. But nothing today prevents a district court from saying, look, here are the findings. We indeed find that this road is in disrepair. I find that, you know, the duties of the association have not been fulfilled. And as such, I order you, association, to go ahead and repair. And then after that point, that's when we'll probably have to, if it ever becomes necessary. You know, a couple of different things could happen. The, somebody could come in and say, all right, well, I got a court order, so I'm just going to march down to the bank. I'm going to take this court order, and I'm going to go do it myself. I'm going to go repair this road. Any association member, I think, with a court order or whatever, however that court order looked, could go do that. You know, another situation that could arise would be, okay, hey, we actually need to do a levy. And if that levy then happened, I think at that point, then, yeah, you'd probably have to join people or you know, sue that individual that wasn't contributing. But to go out and say everybody just has to be sued when many people have paid their dues in full and are good to go, and there's now we've got to sue 20, you know, it's really 12, but got to sue 12 people because one person just, you know, didn't do something. And who knows? They might even say, all right, well, as long as we can legally take this money out of the bank, fine. You just go ahead and you don't pay. I don't know how that eventually looks in the future. Thank you, counsel.
Your time has expired. We appreciate your arguments. We will be issuing our decision within 90 days.
Thank you.
That being our last oral argument of the day, we are adjourned.
Thank you.
Please rise.